Hello, I'm the Unseen Cook and we're back unseen in my kitchen. And today we're going to enter the world of potential fast food and I'm going to show you how to cook burgers and chips. Hello, and I'm the Unseen Cook. Now, we've all craved a burger, haven't we? When out and about, we've all been to the various burger bars and burger companies and fast food burger joints. And we've had burgers of all shapes and sizes and prices. And it's interesting because not so long ago, the burger was fairly inexpensive. I'm not sure about the quality, but the burger itself was fairly inexpensive. And then as time has gone by, there are a number of burger chains where you can get decent burgers, but they are extortionately expensive. It's not uncommon to pay, you know, 10, 15, even £20 for a burger and chips when out and about these days. So instead of going out and having fast food, I thought I would show you how to make burgers and chips. But they're not just normal chips, they are oven chips. And the reason why oven chips is because I don't own a deep fat fryer. I owned one once, but I binned it because I couldn't be bothered to clean it anymore. So I make my own oven chips. That saves both space in the freezer, uses up potatoes that I have left over in the kitchen. It's a win-win situation, really. So let's pop through to the kitchen and I'll show you how it's done. Okay, now what I'm going to do is I'm going to make the burgers first. And to do that, you need some minced beef, which I've got here. And it's best to use minced beef at room temperature. Right, so what I'm going to do is I'm just going to open this packet. Take out the mince. You need mince with a little bit of fat in, sort of about 15%, because when they're cooking in the pan, you want them to cook properly. So I'm going to pop that into a bowl. I'm just going to break it up a little bit. Now I'm also going to take an onion. Going to peel, chop off the ends. I'm just going to cut that into quarters. And I'm going to pop that into the food processor. And I'm going to blitz it up until it's really fine. Then I'm going to put all of that into the bowl with the mince. And then what I'm also going to put in is an egg. And some salt. And some freshly ground pepper. And then I'm going to bring all of that together. I'm going to pull some mince up from the bottom so that that firstly encompasses all that egg, so you're not holding on to unbeaten egg when you're mixing it. And then I'm going to bring it all together nicely so that it's all well mixed, not dissimilar to how I made meatballs the other day. And the egg just binds it a little bit. You can actually make them without egg. I've seen them make them on the TV with just pure mince. But they can be a bit tasteless if you've just got mince and salt and pepper. It's kind of, I suppose the flavour is in what you put in them. So if you put salad in your bun or cheese or bacon or any of that kind of thing, then that kind of might work. But I personally am of the view that you need a little bit of flavour within the burger itself. Right, so now what I'm going to do is I'm going to shape these burgers. And I'm going to do that with a burger press. If you don't have a burger press, you can do it by hand. You can just make kind of flat mince cakes, I suppose you might call them. This burger press is, it's got a flat metal plate like with a, it's kind of a metal burger-shaped bottom bit with grooves in it, so it looks like a proper burger. And then it's got a top part with a handle on it, which also has grooves. So when you put it into each other, you can twist it like that, and it comes together. So before I do that, I'm going to brush this with oil, just so that it doesn't stick too much. And I'm just using vegetable oil. I'm using a silicone pastry brush. And the reason why is because they're easy to wash. The ones with bristles tend to all stick together and it just kind of works better. So now I've got my burger mix and I'm going to divide it into four. And half again. Right, now I'm going to take each ball of meat, if you will. I'm going to put those in the burger press, and I'm just going to flatten that with my hand. Otherwise, you're flattening it from scratch. And then I'm going to put the top over. So that flattens it into a complete burger. And all you need to do is pick that up, shake it, and it'll shake the burger out onto the plate. Perfect. And I'm going to repeat that with all of the other balls of mixture. Now, this recipe makes 4 burgers. And the good thing about that is that you can freeze them. So once you've made it, you can cook the ones you want. And then you can just put the rest in the freezer, which is what I'm going to do. Now, while I'm doing this, I'm intrigued to hear from people. I'm intrigued to know what people are thinking. What would they like covered? What would they like us to do with this podcast? I'm hoping to introduce some features over the next few weeks, months, where I'm going to go places, restaurants, and maybe talk about, I'd like to talk about things like chain restaurants. I would like to go places like fresh fish shops to go and buy ingredients to make dishes. And I'm interested in what other people think. I'm interested in what other people would like me to do, if anything. And I'm always interested in people's comments. You know, we can make this interactive. We can certainly make this so that everybody's a part of it. And I'm quite happy to read your comments and talk about them while I'm cooking things. I'm aware that listening to me for half an hour might get you to the point where you think that you'd kind of like to be a part of that and hear something else. So, comment on the podcast. Tell me what you're thinking. Send me a message, all of the above. Right, so now I've made all of those. I'm just going to pop them in the fridge so that they get a little bit more firm. Now, you can do this way in advance, or you don't have to. You don't have to put them in the fridge. It's just something that you can do. Right, now I'm going to make the oven chips. And the reason why I make my own is because fried chips are all very nice, but they're not very healthy. And to be honest, I owned a deep fat fryer many, many years ago. I owned a deep fat fryer, and it's greasy and it's hard to clean. And you can drain all the oil down through into the sink, which isn't particularly environmental. And then you can clean the fryer, but it's always got that kind of layer of grease around it. And it makes your kitchen smell, and deep fried chips aren't very healthy. And then in time, the oven chip has kind of got better in taste. And because of that, a lot of them have emerged onto the market. But I can never find ones that I'm particularly happy with. And so, because I always have potatoes free in the house, I always buy potatoes for mash and those kind of things. A lot of mash, dauphinoise. I figured that you can just appropriate those, because otherwise a lot of them do go to waste. Potatoes sprout fairly quickly. And so you can do that. Plus, it frees up a lot of space in your freezer if you don't have a lot of chips lying around, oven chips. And I can use as many or as few potatoes as I like. So I'm just going to peel these. Of course, the amount of potatoes you use depends very much on the amount of chips you want. You want quite big potatoes, though, because you can end up with tiny little chips otherwise. Right, now while I cut these, I'm just going to put the hob on to boil some water. And I'm going to put the oven on. And I put the oven on at its hottest temperature. So what I'm going to do now is I'm going to cut these. And where possible, you need to cut them into decent sized chips and evenly. So cut them in half again, then you've got quarters, and you're better to cut sort of on the quarter. That way you've got almost wedges, and then you can subdivide those into chips. So now I've chopped up those, I've got some water on the hob, I'm going to pop these in there and I'm going to blanch them for 3 minutes. What I'm going to do while I wait for this to boil, I'm going to take some kitchen paper, lots of it, because it needs to be very absorbent kitchen paper, and I'm going to put that out here. Right, so those have been in for 3 minutes. I'm going to turn those off and then I'm going to drain them. I'm going to shake the colander really well to make sure they're well drained. Shake it even. And then I'm going to put them onto my kitchen paper. Spread those about a bit. And I'm going to get some more paper to pat them with on top, because you want them to be really, really, really dry. You don't want any moisture left. So now that I've got those really, really dry, I'm going to pick up the kitchen paper with them on, and I'm going to tip those into a baking tray. I'm going to spread those out so that they're all on the tray and not on each other. And then I'm going to take a little bit of oil. I'm going to use sunflower oil because that's the oil I've got left after I brushed the burger press. It hasn't been near anything, it's just been in a bowl. And then I'm going to do something that normally goes against everything I stand for and everything I talk against. I'm going to put salt over the top of them. And you need a decent amount. Now I'm using rock salt, and I'm using it in one of these shop-bought containers. And the reason why is because it comes out quite coarse. And you want those nice and coated. Now I've done that, I'm going to put them in the oven. I'm going to put them in for about 25 minutes, but I'm going to turn them halfway. Okay, so my chips have been in for about 12 minutes now. I'm just going to pop those out. If you listen, you can hear them sizzling. That's because of the oil. Turns out to keep it hot. Now what I'm going to do is I'm going to turn them just to make sure they cook on all sides. Okay, so I've turned those now and I'm going to pop them back in the oven. Right, so now I'm going to start cooking my burgers. And what I've done is I've put a little bit of oil into a frying pan. And I'm just going to switch that on. Now you don't want it hot, but you don't want it so that it doesn't heat up either. So you want to cook the burgers at a kind of medium heat. So that oil is more or less hot now. So what I'm going to do is pop these burgers in. Now while I'm waiting for those to be cooked, I'm just going to butter some brioche. You can use any burger buns with it, but brioche is quite nice. Right, just before that, I'm just going to flip these a second. Always fancy my chances with a burger flipper, there we are. My future career awaits. Now at this point you can pretty much do with these what you like. Once you've buttered the brioche, if you want to, you can put on lettuce and tomato and any other salad, gherkins some people have on burgers, onions, the possibilities are endless really. So in that regard, the world's pretty much your oyster. What you can also do is you can add other things on top. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to light the hob, and on this hob here, I have a griddle pan. Now you can use a grill for this, or you can use a griddle, either works, whichever is more convenient really. Okay, what I'm going to do is I'm going to put a cheese slice on top of this burger. Now you need American cheese, not normal cheese, because normal cheese goes a bit greasy. You can buy these in packets and they are individually wrapped. And then onto my griddle, I'm going to put some bacon. Now the good thing about using a griddle is you've got it all in front of you. Bacon does actually cook quicker on the griddle than it does on the grill. Right, so now I'm going to turn the bacon. Right, now these burgers are more or less cooked, so I'm going to quickly pop those into the roll. And I'm just going to check on the bacon. Pop that on top. And now I'm just going to get the chips out. Here they're sizzling nicely. And then you can put whatever sauce you want on your roll. And while I serve those, we'll just have a quick recap. To make burgers and oven chips, for the burgers, place 500 grams of mince into a large bowl. Add one finely chopped onion, one egg, salt and freshly ground black pepper. Bring together until well combined. Divide the mixture into four parts and then form into burgers using either a burger press or your hands. Place into the refrigerator until ready to use. For the chips, peel the potatoes and cut into quarters and then into chips. Blanch in boiling water for 3 minutes, drain well and then dry on kitchen paper. Place into a baking tray and drizzle over some sunflower oil and some coarsely ground rock salt. Place in a preheated oven at full temperature for 25 to 30 minutes, turning halfway through the cooking process. To cook the burgers, place some oil in a frying pan and preheat to a medium heat. Cook the burgers on both sides, turning halfway through the cooking process. After turning the first side, place a slice of American cheese on top of the burgers. Butter some buns and add any salad you choose. Preheat a griddle pan and griddle some bacon until cooked to your liking. Remove the burgers from the heat, place in the buns, add the bacon and add any sauce you choose. Serve with the chips. So that's homemade burgers with oven chips unseen.